Oil falls to March low after U.S.-Iran deal markets cautious. HTML. The article examines how a preliminary accord between the United States and Iran sent waves through the oil market. It notes that much of the risk premium on oil evaporated as prices slid toward the upper end of recent ranges for Brent and WTI. Analysts remain cautious about follow-up steps since the nuclear program question is still unresolved. The piece focuses on the reopening of key routes and how quickly normal trading can resume, while doubts about a fast return to earlier price levels grow. Oil falls to about $80-$83 after a tentative U.S.-Iran deal. Markets stay cautious as Iran's nuclear program details remain unresolved. Hormuz reopening could help shipping, but speed is uncertain. Netanyahu vows to stop Iran's nuclear weapons, which could complicate the deal. Oil slides toward $80 as U.S.-Iran talks spark cautious optimism. Global oil prices declined on Monday after reports of a preliminary agreement between the United States and Iran. Brent crude for August delivery fell to $83.17 per barrel on ICE, a drop of 4.76%. WTI for July delivery declined to $80.75 per barrel on NYMEX, down 4.87%. The exact terms of the deal were not released publicly. Deal structure and immediate actions. The arrangement is described as a new 60-day ceasefire with broader talks to follow. Reports indicate the pact includes steps that could allow freer navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and a reduction of sanctions on Iran, effective from the signing date. The precise language of the pact remains under wraps, and negotiators plan to tackle more far-reaching issues in later discussions. Key actors and official statements. Officials say the deal's framework will be refined in subsequent sessions. The Pakistani Prime Minister suggested the pact calls for an immediate and permanent halt to military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon. In the regional arena, Israel's Prime Minister stated that his country will take any necessary action to stop Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons, even if a diplomatic deal is in place. Market analyses and risk assessment analysts note the improvement in sentiment does not erase underlying risks. MUFG research team highlights that the path to a normal market may be gradual. They warn that oil supply will take time to recover, stocks remain tight, and geopolitical risk premia could stay elevated until a comprehensive agreement is reached. SEB Research's chief commodities analyst points to the deal's fragility, saying the United States must show it can manage regional tensions, including pressure from actors like Hezbollah, for any lasting progress. Conclusion. The article shows that a preliminary accord between the United States and Iran has tempered the immediate risk premium in the oil market, nudging prices toward the lower end of the recent range. Yet the outlook remains uncertain because the nuclear program question is unresolved and the deal's core, a 60-day ceasefire followed by broader talks, could be tested by shifting regional dynamics. The potential reopening of the Strait of Hormuz may ease logistics and support a return to normal trading, but the pace and scale of normalization remain unclear. Geopolitical frictions, including divergent signals from regional actors, suggest that volatility may persist as markets await a clearer, more durable agreement. In the near term, prices may hover around the low $80s, reflecting the balance between optimism and caution as negotiations continue. Frequently asked questions. What sparked oil's drop after the U.S.-Iran deal? The deal cut risk, so investors pulled back. Prices slid toward the low $80s. Details are not yet clear. Where did Brent and WTI trade after the deal? Brent for August around $83.17 per barrel. WTI for July around $80.75 per barrel. Why are analysts cautious about the deal's impact? Key issues like Iran's nuclear program aren't settled. It's a 60-day ceasefire with more talks to come. Uncertainty stays. What could speed up the return to normal oil flows? Traffic restarting through the Strait of Hormuz helps. Faster normalization of supply and fewer risks also help. What risks remain if the deal doesn't hold? Prices can rebound and stay volatile. The risk premium could stay high if talks falter.